Let's turn now to our regular sports commentator and all-around know-everything-there-is-to-know in the world of sports expert, New York Times columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
Hey, the great Tony Cox. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, we saw a lot of great retired players in Washington on Tuesday. NBA players like Magic Johnson, Kevin Johnson, football stars like Jim Brown, who we just heard, Muhammad Ali, they were all there. What do you make of their commitment to being a part of all of this? And is it just because of Obama that younger athletes are willing to step out front again and take political positions?
You know, I thought it was great to see those guys, and it was a great interview you just did with Jim Brown, Tony. Really, really outstanding. And I think that, as you mentioned, I think those guys, Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown, they were all part of the civil rights struggle. And the further you go back in our history, the tighter that bond was between the African-American athlete and the movement, because they saw each other in themselves. You know, there was really not a distinction. And I think that he brought up a great point about Obama's athleticism, but also his intellectualism and how they coexist and how he believes they coexist. And I think he's going to have a tremendous impact on a lot of young athletes, man, from everything from, you know, looking at themselves maybe in an intellectual way to I've had a number of calls from guys who are saying that in a couple of years when they retire, they'd like to run for office. I think that the impact is going to be really, really great on the field, on athletics, which I think has somewhat been overlooked on the intellectual side.
Now, do you think that this is the most athletic president that we've had? Now, I know that Gerald Ford was a University of Michigan football player. And you know Ronald Reagan liked to chop wood, and Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton used to, you know, run around and stuff. But is he the athlete so far in the White House?
He's got a jumper.
Okay. The Obama jumper, huh?
He's got a legitimate game, you know. So yeah, I think that. I mean, Kennedy played. I mean, he liked to touch football and that kind of stuff. But no, I think that. I think the Barack really. You could just see the way, you know, way he moves. I mean, pretty coordinated, and you know, he can go to his left.
Well, that's true. He's no Dick Barnett, but let's say he can play. Now, I will say this: former NBA star and now Sacramento mayor Kevin Johnson has been talking a little trash. He says apparently, let me say that first, that if the president offered him, Kevin Johnson, a game, it would be the first mistake of the administration. And Kevin says he'd have to dunk on the president. NBA players are really trying to get in the White House, hoping that he actually does put a basketball court in there instead of that bowling alley.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, you could just see it now. I mean, that's going to be the big thing, is who gets the invitation come and play. But Kevin, do not butt dunk on the president.
Absolutely. We just can't have that. That would be a security issue. Boy, talk about being slam dunked after he dunked on the president.
Please don't do that.
All right, let's talk Super Bowl. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Always a big event with huge ratings, but to the degree that matchups matter, Bill Roden, how exciting is this matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Arizona Cardinals?
You know, football, Tom, I really love this, man. I'd always thought that, you know, when we look at the Final Four teams, I'm like, please, God, don't let there be an all defensive team. You know, no Philly, Pittsburgh. No, I think this is great because you've got a team in Arizona and Kurt Warner who could really put up the numbers, could really put up the points. And you've got a team in Pittsburgh who, as we've seen in one of those brutal games I've seen in a while, can really stop people. So I think we're really going to be able to see, does great defense stop great offense?
You know, talk about a turn of fortune. Kurt Warner is the toast again, maybe headed for the Hall of Fame if he leads Arizona to a win over Pittsburgh, which would be his second win with a different team, while Donovan McNabb, bless his soul, is back in the never made it there column again.
Yeah, poor Donovan. But, you know, what can you say? He had a shot. Donovan had a good year. He had a good year, but, you know, in this society, man, you're judged on did you get to
right.
the dance?
Did you finish?
That's right. Did you win? And you're right, Kurt, that's a tremendous story. Bagging groceries, MVP, almost out of the league, came to Arizona to sit on the bench.
Arena League. Yeah, he's a great, great story, absolutely. Another great story, though, before I let you get away from here, is Mike Tomlin headed to the Super Bowl in what, his second, third year as coach? That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Jim said it's not just he's a brother, But that, you know, this guy is, he leaves a group of very young coaches. And I think in front of our eyes, we've seen this transformation from the sort of old recycled guys to all these young bloods with a lot of perk and energy.
You know, the Rooney Rule that Jim Brown made reference to with Art Rooney hiring, the Rooney family hiring Mike Tomlin, this is an example of give a brother a chance and some good things can happen.
Yeah, we need a Rooney Rule in the media, Tony. Of course, we'll get to that next month.
But that's another story.
That's another story.
Really quickly, the New York Jets have announced their new head coach, Bill, and I know that that is the subject of your next wonderful column. Give us a sneak preview.
Well, yeah, Buddy Ryan's son, Rex Ryan, had his press conference yesterday, and, you know, he was so enthusiastic to him, I was ready to snap on the pads.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's up, and he this is his first shot, and he says that we're going to transform this team. In fact, he said that he's going to meet President Obama in a couple years when his team wins the Super Bowl and takes that trip to the White House.
Is he like father, like son?
No, he said that he doesn't knock out his defensive assistants. That's kind of what Buddy did.
Bill Rilton, thank you very much.
Hey, Tony, it's always a pleasure.
That was New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden. Bill's books include Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. He joined us, as always, from our studios in New York.